Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and I have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for divine recoveries, Lord. We thank you for the word that has gone forth, Lord. We thank you for each guest who has come on the show and shared their experiences and their talents and their gifts which derive from you, Lord. Lord, we're asking you would you continue to bless this radio station in a mighty way, Lord. Bless us to go from city to city, state to state, nation to nation, spreading the word of God, but not only spreading the word of God, but enhancing and empowering the people of God, Heavenly Father, to do and live better. And we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, before we begin, the scripture for today comes from Isaiah 40 and 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And I am echoing, but that's okay. All right. Now, the moment that you've all been waiting for, I'm going to introduce our guest. She is a beauty consultant, and she says that it is my passion to inspire, motivate, and assist women in building a fulfilling, prosperous life and career by providing high-quality skincare and cosmetic beauty products, beauty advice, and exceptional customer service. I would like to present to some and introduce to others Ms. Selena Perkins. Ms. Perkins, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. I just feel so honored to be on your show today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. I'm going to ask you some questions, and just feel free to just, you know, share with me
awesome.
And speak with me. All right. The first question is, what grew your interest in cosmetics and skincare?
Awesome. Well, to be honest with you, it was just my own personal experience with skincare all my life prior to being in the business. I was known to have beautiful skin, didn't have to do much at all, but like some new moms, we experience a change in our skin once you get further on in pregnancy, my third trimester that was.
Uh-huh.
I experienced a life-changing situation, you know, where everything from acne to uneven skin tone, you name it, it happened within the third trimester. And like most of us, we go out for some much-needed shop therapy to our favorite department stores and so on. And I was with a younger brother, my sibling, 3 years uh-huh. younger, a whole foot and a half taller. And I walked to my favorite store, and the lady is just like, oh, my gosh, y'all look so awesome. You look so great. You're pregnant. Is this your son? I was like, I look like I had someone who's only 3 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And you know us ladies, we're our worst critics. So ever since then, I took my skincare very seriously, very. And I got introduced to cosmetics and the proper methods to have a skincare regimen and the proper applications of color applications and so on and in the color lines that we have. So I've been excited ever since, and the company has came so far.
Okay, great. Now, with Mary Kay, what are good products for oily skin, first of all? Then what are good products for dry skin?
Well, that's a great question. And we have a number of different lines in Mary Kay that have, like, exclusive formulas for the oily skin. My favorite is the Time Wise collection. Absolutely gorgeous. It helps you save time, and it kind of preserves you in time as well. It has a lot of age-fighting benefits that go along with it. In order to stay with the oily skin regimen, they do a lot of gel-based products that help to even out and balance the skin chemistry and so on. So I really like that. And then we have a new line that came out this summer. It's called Clear Proof. Clear Proof is exclusively meant for the people who have an issue with acne, so acne-prone skin, which is typically normally always somewhat oily.
Uh-huh.
And so we love that. And it is very gentle. It's very gentle, but it focuses on acne-prone skin to get you back to a nice, even balance again. And, of course, we have our Velocity line that has, it's pretty much for the preteens, introductions of the new ladies that are coming into the skincare, just a nice 3-in-1 cleanser and moisturizer with a nice little scent. Teenagers always love that. So, and then, of course, for our super, super sensitive skin ladies that need a nice regimen as well, we finally came up with a formula that works. It's called our Botanical Effects. Absolutely love it. It comes in, of course, the oily skin regimen, but also for normal and dry skin as well. So I definitely love those. So, but, of course, with time-wise, when you're dealing with the dry skin, we have a formula that's cream-based for the dry skin, and then we also have a cream-based for the Botanical Effects as well. So we take care of you all across the board with Mary Kay.
Well, good. Okay. All right. Now, what are good products for the hands and feet? What helps keep those areas soft?
Awesome. With the hands and the feet, it's always best to use something that has a skin softener within it. And my favorite hand treatment set that we have right now is called Satin Hands.
Uh-huh.
And Satin Hands comes in a fragrance-free collection, and it also comes in a little peach-scented set as well. Absolutely love it. It starts off with a hand softener, and then it has a hand smoothie, kind of buffs the dry and rough skin off your hands, and it also washes it as well. And this set also comes with just a normal hand cream. You know, you can get it in the peach-scented, or you can get it in the fragrance-free. Absolutely love it. Many women love it. Some use it on their feet as well. But we also have a Mint Bliss foot and leg treatment. It's wonderful. You can use this on top of your pantyhose, or you can use it right on your legs as well. So it gives you nice, yes, it gives you nice, tingly, minty feel. So the ladies absolutely love that, especially in the summertime, you know, when you're rocking the heels and everything. So
right, yeah, that's right. Okay, all right. Now, my skin is very sensitive, and I can only use olive oil. But what else would you recommend for sensitive skin?
It's very important for people who have sensitive skin to possibly target, you know, use a step-by-step process. A lot of the 3-in-1s that come with certain, you know, lines, not just Mary Kay, but other ones that have, like, scents in it, I would suggest that you stay away from a scented formula, cleanser, or even body care, what have you. Just stay with something that has something that's calming and also meant to renew the skin, which is what our Botanical Effects has in their collection. And, of course, it has it with the normal, dry, and the oily skin formulas all within. So I would definitely say stay away from, anything that's too advanced. Because a lot of times, with sensitive skin, you have beautiful skin. It's just you can't really just put just anything on that. You use something that has a common antioxidant complex, you know, that definitely promotes calming of the skin, to calm it down, and then also give you that healthy look as well.
Okay. Now, a lot of people want to know what product is good for aging skin and to help with the wrinkles.
Yeah, well, that's one of my favorite collections. Like I said, time-wise, we have two different time-wise sets. They actually, we have a 3-in-1 cleanser with our regular time-wise, and then we have a nice age-fighting moisturizer. You can also add the the day and night solutions along with it. It gives you 24-hour protection against the free radicals and the sun and gravity. Stop it.
Right.
Just puts everything right. But that's for the early to moderate aging. If you have advanced aging, signs of aging in your skin, you want to use the Time-Wise Repair. And it's a new set that we just came out with within the last couple of years. Absolutely love it. It gives you all the things you need to put back that natural balance to your skin and firming and just smoothing all the anything that's advanced aging that's going on with your skin, for preventing and actually going back with the wrinkles, just repairing everything and preventing any further damage. Most women who don't have aging problems, if they use the advanced repair program, they will see their skin will be nice and smooth and firm and what have you, but you really won't see a big difference because you already have beautiful skin. So there's only so much you can rebuild and repair on skin that's already absolutely gorgeous. But someone who's already experiencing the crow's feet and the wrinkles and little feathering of the lips and so on, that woman will actually love and just adore this particular set.
Okay. Now, a lot of, the sun and different things like the cold weather and the wind really takes an effect on our skin. So tell me three things that you would recommend to maintain a good complexion of your skin.
To maintain a good complexion of your skin, it all starts with your skincare. You have to I can't stress it enough to really understand your skin and just be honest and know that, hey, I have combination skin. Sometimes my skin may be dry this season, it might be oily the next. And just do that checkup from the neck up, and so you know which formulas to ask for, or at least bring these concerns up to whoever is helping you, be it a store clerk or a beauty consultant. No matter what, you just got to know, be honest with yourself and have a daily regimen that you're using. Makeup looks wonderful, beautiful on healthy skin. So always trying to achieve that healthy look is washing your face at least twice a day. And then after that, if you want a beautiful, just a nice, beautiful complexion, get a foundation matching consultation, be it at a makeup counter or with a beauty consultant or what have you. Make sure that you know your undertones, know what an undertones being the predominant color in your skin. Is it pink, yellow, green, or blue? Of these, you will find out that it makes it easier for you to figure out what foundation is best for you. And then also figuring out, are you olive? Well, are you ivory? Are you beige? Are you bronze? Are you ebony? Knowing the different ranges and understanding the line that you're working with, because different lines have different color charts that they work with. And not necessarily will, just because it's a higher number in the chart doesn't mean it's a darker color, because it may be lighter. It's just the way they chart their product line, especially with Mary Kay. A lot of times our colors, they range from bronze 1 to bronze, 8, and not necessarily because it's a higher number is it a darker shade. So that's very important. And then the third thing is wanting to know how to use perfectors and finishers before you put on makeup. Because if you have, our beauty secrets are our secrets, okay? Sometimes you just don't want, you don't like acne spots and so on. No, the world does not have to know it. So actually learning how to use highlighters to highlight your beautiful accents of your face, and using concealers to hide any imperfections that's going on, and just learning how to work with them. And like I said, any sales associate at a store or at a beauty consultant at a makeup counter or direct sale will be able to help a young lady figure these things out.
Okay. Now, you have pretty skin, too. Now, tell me this. What is your favorite, or what are your favorite products for, good skin care? And I know you've named several, but what are your personal favorites and why? Because I know you deal with a lot of clients.
Yes, I do. I do. Like I mentioned before, what drew me to Mary Kay was their age-fighting product that they have, only because I was suffering from that at the particular time. And, you know, it's just what us ladies go through at least once in our lifetimes. Sometime in our life, you got to start focusing on the age-fighting. So the Time-Wise Miracle Set is my favorite must-have set. And then beyond that, I have to have my Time-Wise matte wear foundation. I have to have my foundation. I just can't even leave out the door with a bare face. It just can't happen. So those are my favorite right there. I absolutely love them. And I recommend them for anybody who's, even if you're not suffering from aging at this particular time, just preventing any further damage or at least slowing down the aging process is, you know, just starting with a regular daily skincare regimen.
Okay, that's good. Now you have the floor to tell listeners anything you want to about skincare. We have about 13 minutes still, so we're doing great, that we did not cover in the interview. So you can.
Awesome. Well, as a matter of fact, skincare is so, like I said, it's so important. Even before you decide you want to put any kind of color cosmetics on your face, you must take care of your skin first and foremost. And that is the most important thing in Mary Kay as well. I absolutely love our company. We always promote God first, family second, and career third, because we feel like that is the way things will come about perfecting people's lives. And it always starts that way. It's going to end that way in anything that we try to do. And we have a wonderful, wonderful company of sisterhood. I started in my business being happily involved in Mary Kay back in 2001, spring of 2001. And being a Little Rock native, I am now out here sharing the good news of Mary Kay with my local customers, and also being able to extend myself to the online customers as well within the U.S. territories. Any Mary Kay independent beauty consultant can actually be reached at marykay.com, or you can actually call into 1-800-MARY-KAY and they will direct you to your local consultant. Or if you already have a consultant, you can ask them for her information through the hotline, or you can go online and search and look for her on there. And I tell you the truth, if it wasn't for my Mary Kay sisters, I don't know what I'd be able to do. They have actually brought me so far over these years, and I absolutely love the ongoing training that the company extends to us. I recently received my designation as an advanced color consultant this last summer.
And congratulations.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. And the company is actually making it where we can actually keep up with technology as well. We have our apps are available at the at Google Play stores. I believe that's where the Android apps are located. And then also we have Apple apps where you can just download e-catalogs. You don't have to care. You've gone green. You want to go green. No paper whatsoever. Save the community and the environment. You can go online and download an e-catalog, and it will direct you to your consultant's website. You can also do virtual makeovers, which you can have your foundation matching, which is very important to do. Anytime the seasons change, sometimes we lose our tan, sometimes we gain a tan, and you can just upload a picture with good lighting and with your head tilted in the correct way. You can actually do a virtual makeover on yourself, find out what concealer, highlighters, lipstick, try any of our Mary Kay Global Makeup Artist looks, all of it. And you actually can go into our Mary Kay Regimen app and just see how from 20 to 50, how the skin ages and what's recommended for the ladies who are going through certain concerns and conditions in their skin. So we're virtually with you 24/7. Of course, there's also the website. You can go to marykay.com and look up every product we have, all the different promotions the company is doing, and also get in touch with your own Mary Kay consultant by the consultant locator on there as well.
Great. Well, Ms. Perkins, I thank you so much for your time, and I was taking notes as you were speaking. I am going to look into some of this information and research and do all that great stuff, and I'm going to keep in contact with you. Yes.
Please do. It's such a blessing to be a part of your show. Thank you for reaching out to me, and I hope to continue the connection that we have, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Upon Mary Kay as well. You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Selena Perkins, an independent consultant for Mary Kay. And I appreciate her time and commitment to her career, as well as taking out time for the Love, Live, Jesus Up show. And although this is a gospel inspirational station, I feel like and I believe totally that we as believers, as people, should take care of ourselves as well. So you will hear a lot about fitness, you will hear a lot about beauty and health, and you will also receive the word all in one. So this is a one-stop ministry with a lot of blessings going on around it. But without further ado, I would like to go over some of our announcements. Please continue to uplift your family and friends and tell them about the Love, Lift Jesus Up show, which the site is blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. I said blogtalkradio, that's all one word, .com/freetolove, FREDALOVE. The fashions by love.com is here. Be sure to look at some of those fashions. We have a lot of fashions out there. The website is FASHIONSBYLOVE.com. It is here. All right, be sure to Facebook at Freeda Love, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm also on LinkedIn at ALFREDALOVE. My Facebook is ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Do me a favor and pray for individuals that you know. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Pray for your church. Whether it's in your heart or if you actually attend the church. Pray for our school. Pray for our school officials. Pray for our children. I don't know if I already said pray for yourself, but do that. And most of all, pray for a breakthrough in your life, but not just your life, but in your neighbor's life as well. There are a lot of people. I was reading Facebook. I was checking my inboxes. I was checking my text messages. I was checking different messages, different networks, and I always try to keep in touch with people because I want each person who I run across to know that they are important to me. So be sure to pray, because we've had people who are in hospitals, people who have lost loved ones close to them, people who are going through situations. And we just need to pray one for another, whether you want to or not, whether you feel like it or not. Prayer is needed. Before your children go off to school, you need to pray over them. You need to pray for them. You need to pray for yourself. You need to pray for your job, your career. You need to pray for the president. You need to pray for different things that's going on in the world. You need to pray and uplift. On Wednesday, you will be with me again, praying with love, yours truly. We're going to pray, and if you have any prayer requests, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if we're friends on Facebook or not. Send me a message. You can always message me under ALFREDALOVE. You can inbox me. You don't have to tell me the particulars, but you don't even have to tell me the name. You know, just say, pray for me or pray for my family. I don't need to know details because God already knows. But I'm really big on prayer, and I thank God for this platform because I'm a prayer warrior. But it's always good to pray for those who can't pray for themselves. And what I mean by that is they're not able right now or ready right now to pray because of whatever has happened in their lives. So I like to be that mouthpiece for them. We do have Friday night football going on. I plan on being at a football game this Friday. But before the football game, be sure to tap into the show, my show at blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. We will be hanging with my good friend from Houston, Texas, Miss Cookie Little. She is a huge promoter in the entertainment world, and she has a lot to say about the entertainment world, and that's at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Football doesn't start till 7:30, so be sure to tap in before you go to the game. You'll love and you'll be glad that you did. Once again, I put it again. I can't stress it enough. Remember to pray for your family, friends, and yourself. And don't just include your family in your prayer. Spread the love. Pray for our animals. I know this seems like, what? Pray for them. You know, God created animals, too. I hear a dog out there barking. Pray for the animals. Just pray for everything you know to pray for. It's always good to have a fence, which is prayer, built around situations that hasn't happened, so that if something happens, there can always be a shield around situations. So be sure to pray. And most of all, pray for yourself. Pray for your kids. Pray for recoveries. Pray for those who are in the hospitals. We thank God for divine recoveries. We thank God for good reports. But there is a lot of things going on. If you just look at Facebook, if you just turn on the TV, if you listen to the radio, there are a lot of things going on with people, and they need prayer. They're asking for your prayer. Some people may ask you to pray for them, and some may not, you know. But it's always good to just find people and say, hey, I'm going to pray for you. You don't have to tell them that you're going to pray for them. Just pray for them, because you never know what's behind somebody's smile. You never know how you're impacting someone's life. You just never know, you know, until they tell you. But and sometimes you never know because they never tell you. But at any rate, just pray. Pray, pray. I can't stress it enough. I continue to put it down here. Matter of fact, I put it down here 3 times. So we need to pray. We need to pray one for another. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for health. We need to pray for guidance. We need to pray for strength. We need to pray for anything that we set our minds and our hands to. We need to pray for it. That is it acceptable in the sight of God. We need to pray for those who have been turned away from churches. We need to pray for those who are in churches. We need to pray for those who are in financial crisis. We need to pray for those who don't have. We need to pray for those who do have. We need to pray for those who are healthy. We need to pray for those who are not healthy. Each day is inconsistent because we have to put our faith and trust in God. And I'm not going to start my little sermon here, but it's important. It's on my heart. And we have to pray. That's the only way that we're going to make it through. You have to pray, trust, and believe in God, as I said yesterday, okay? If someone asks you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And before I say this last thing, it's on my heart, so I'm going to say it. I have a minute and 47 seconds. Whatever situation you're going through, dark situation, learn to lean on God. Don't just pray to God when things happen. Pray to him daily so that when things happen, I'm not going to say you're going to be ready for it. I'm going to say that when things happen, you can already be in relationship with God, and he can prepare your heart. He can prepare your mind. He can give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's very important to form or have a relationship with God. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care if you don't believe in God. That's fine with me. But some kind of way, you need to have a relationship with God, because that is our ticket to heaven. Whatever beliefs that we have that separates religion, separates you from God, I have nothing to do with that. I am on assignment. I'm giving you the ticket to heaven. You have to trust and believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It doesn't matter if you're Jehovah, whatever you are, there's only one God. Okay? So if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Have a blessed week. Please don't forget to pray for someone and pray for yourselves. Goodbye, everybody.